We are New Monster, and this is SciFighters. I'm Nathan.
I'm Adam.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Red Shirt Lucas.
I'm Kevin.
And tonight, we're talking about geek holidays. Most of you probably are like, what? What the crap is that?
Well, it's kind of self-explanatory.
Well, yeah, it's like, a holiday of geek.
What's a geek holiday?
It's like 420, right?
That's not a geek holiday.
Some people would disagree, I suppose.
Yeah. Depends on if you're a big geek for the wacky tabacky, the sticky icky, as it were.
If you're a big fan of moving to Colorado.
Right, right.
Mm. Or Washington, D.C.
Or Washington.
I'm sorry, where?
Washington, D.C.
D.C.
Yeah. I'm the only one that says it correctly. That's my definition of Washington, D.C. What geek holidays are there?
Well, for starters, there is Star Wars Day, which is May 4th. Because May the 4th be with you.
It kind of makes me want to die.
Okay.
What others? What others will make sad?
This year, May 4th, or Star Wars Day, or Moisture Farming Day, as it were, May actually...
It's every day.
is actually the day after. May 4th is after...
May 3rd.
Which is Free Comic Book Day this year.
Which is another
big
holiday.
Free Comic Book Day, of course, is when you go to your local comic shop and they have free comic books. So you can pick up, and it's really great for kids. It's kind of like an entry-level drug for kids. They're like, bring your kids and give them comic books, and then they'll want more and
so
buy them.
But Free Comic Book Day rotates?
Like, no, it's always the first Saturday of May.
Ah, okay.
But the first Saturday is not always May 3rd.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Mm. It's also the gateway drug of geek, apparently.
I think I think that joke was just said. Where were you?
The geekway drug, as it were.
But I turned it around.
Did you turn it around? I think you need to turn your joke around. Turn your joke. Okay, what's
turn the joke around.
A minute ago.
Love dun, it. Dun,
dun, dun. Come on, guys. Afford songs.
Let's do some aerobics.
Yay!
But no, Free Comic Book Day is kind of a big deal with comic book people and things. A lot of comic book companies will kind of launch comic lines this way. So
that never stay.
No.
Comic lines
do.
That die. Out of all the 50 that they put out, two will make it. Which two will it be?
2 years ago, they released a issue. They called it 80.5, I think, which was
clever.
Of they called it Transformers Regeneration 1. So it's where they took the original Marvel Comics Transformers line, and they basically brought it back because that line ended with issue 80, and they brought it back with 81. But for Free Comic Book Day, they did a little prequel of what they were going to do, and it was actually pretty cool and pretty successful.
But it was
successful.
Already a successful comic. Have there been
successful
comics that were
launched? Well, it hadn't been, but it hadn't been successful for 20 years.
Okay.
Or half an issue.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Depending on how you
look at
it.
Yeah, I mean... Well, that's your definition. Atomic Robo, I think, was launched in... on Free Comic Book Day, there's lots
Never
of...
Never heard of it.
There's lots of... well, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily, but it's been fairly successful. It's a really good independent comic. There was an online comic, 8-Bit Theater, which was... they took all the Final Fantasy sprites and they did this comic with it. The guy that did that did Atomic Robo, and it was... It's still going on.
Does that have the kind of art you would read? None of that 30 Days of Night crap.
Is Quentin Harrison going to come out on Free Comic Book Day?
Maybe. It's a really small possibility, but possibly.
Quentin Harrison being Ashley's comic.
But yeah, and then there's Free RPG Day. So, which is in June. I don't know the exact date, but they also do that same thing.
Rocket you go to comic grenade shows. Day?
No. Role-playing game.
Oh, okay.
So, a lot of companies will launch games that way, too, where they give you a
through
free...
grenades?
Same, no. Good one, though. they give you kind of a sample of what the sample set of rules or something like that.
Can you do anything with those rules,
yeah.
or do you need the...
Yeah, what's a sample no, set can, of rules? They're, yes. like, they're like, here's just a little taste of what the rules might be.
Here's page three.
Well, it might be,
here, kids, get some it rules. Might be a, it rules might be are a, fun.
A game that
if you're type A,
doesn't give you character creation, but it gives you characters so you can play through an adventure, just to get an idea of how the game plays.
Wow.
Things
what
like
a
that.
Tease.
Yeah, wow.
So it's a sample.
It is a sample.
Sounds like my wife.
What, a sample?
Just samples only. Samples only. Samples only. What's up?
Speaking of which.
Oh, she heard you. Now let me just say this. What is the joke? There's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, and then May 5th is
Cinco de Mayo.
Right. But no,
there's a joke. I can't
what
remember.
What strikes
that.
Back? It's some strikes.
Oh,
back.
May the fifth strikes back.
No.
Revenge of the Fifth.
Revenge of the Fifth.
That's
it's Revenge of the Fifth, which is if you are too toked out on May 4th, and you're watching episodes 1 through 3 only because you hate yourself apparently, or you're a child,
or you have a speech impediment,
or you're both. A child that hates themselves.
Mm-hmm. That makes me sad. But then you get to do Star Wars stuff on the 5th. But isn't, like, if you... Why?
I feel like on Return of the 5th, everyone should just be drinking a 5th of...
Revenge.
Whatever. Revenge of the 5th. Doesn't matter.
Revenge just of the Nerds.
Yes. Just a 5th of whatever. Like, that is the revenge.
Everybody just drinks a 5th.
Yeah.
It's a hangover.
Yeah.
I like that. Too much green milk.
Too much, your fifth of ginger ale.
Too much moisture from the farm. Milked from the yaks of Endor. Wait. Do Ewoks have milk?
They're mammals. They should.
Yeah. Ewok teats. Let's get into that.
That's a whole different kind of farming that I don't think we should go into.
No, that's Jawas.
Oh, that's Jawas. My fault. Yub-nub.
Yub-nub. No, yub-nub. That's right. Yub-nub. Right language there.
Yeah, there we go. I get it eventually. Oh. Those guys didn't blink.
Ooh, nugana.
We will kill you with sticks and rocks.
Yes.
Ewoks. Okay.
They had a cartoon, too.
Yeah. Yeah. In two movies.
Two.
The latter movie.
The Battle for Endor.
Wilford Brimley.
Yep. And at the beginning of that movie, spoilers,
here we
like,
go.
Everyone dies. All of the little girl's family just gets murdered.
Hey, we can't afford to pay those guys for this movie.
From diabetes.
From diabetes. Yeah.
He was like, I told you to eat that oatmeal. I told you I was pushing that oatmeal for so long. Me and Shannon Doherty. Anyway, he was are you texting, Kevin?
Silently.
Not silent anymore.
Silent texter.
I'm sorry, I'm really confused, but that's okay.
Was that the tease?
What are you thinking about over there, Adam?
I think I'm still disturbed by Ewok milk.
Ewok.
Uncle Ben was brought to the moisture farm.
Well, that's what happened. What do you think Wilford Brimley has been drinking?
I mean, he's been stuck on Endor for like 20 years.
I'm sure I would love to see him just wearing like Ewok pelts.
He's like,
no, okay, Wilford Brimley.
That's
though,
what his mustache is made of.
See, that name brought back memories because I had a book that was narrated by him back in the 80s. So as soon as you said that, I started thinking about The Night Before Christmas.
Was it the Bible?
No. Although that would be pretty awesome.
Wilford Brimley
in the beginning. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And
isn't that your Ross Perot?
Same thing. Same thing.
No. That's my George Bush.
Mm. Same thing.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. And in the beginning, yeah, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
What I like about this is it's relevant.
Yeah. I'm a good painter now. I paint a lot. I do art. Some current events. George Bush is now a painter.
Okay, now what city and what are your tour dates for your comedy show, Ashley?
He's going to hit McDonald and...
Ashley's opening for Pablo Francisco. What were we even talking about?
Wilford Brimley's mustache.
Yeah. Made of Ewok pelts. And they didn't blink. And then George Lucas was like, these guys should blink and we should hear it. And so the Ewoks came back. And we've talked about this before, right? We can hear their blinking.
We can hear the blinking?
Yeah, you can hear the blinking.
Well, the thing about the Ewoks, I don't know how this has become a podcast about Ewoks, but the thing about Ewoks is that
I celebrate them on May 6th.
It was originally, they were originally going to be, it was going to be a moon full of Wookiees, mm-hmm. but...
Which George, makes sense.
Yeah, it makes tons of sense. And then George Lucas decided that that wasn't profitable enough. So they're like, let's make something that we can sell.
He was like, you know what?
Kids love teddy bears. Let's have a planet full of teddy bears that climb trees.
He's like, you know what everyone's going to hate? They're going to hate the Wookiee. Because you know how everybody hates Chewbacca, right? No. No. Everyone really likes Chewbacca. He's a really awesome character. So, yeah.
But what if we can have a whole bunch of them? Little Chewbaccas?
We need Teddy Ruxpin to defeat the Empire, is what he was thinking.
Hey man,
Teddy Ruxpin wasn't out at that point.
Dude, you just climb aboard Grubby and you go, get it going.
So this time, then was
this image of slash
was the planet of Kashyyyk not invented it when he had this idea for Ewoks?
I think it was going to be Kashyyyk.
Oh, okay.
And then, is it pronounced Kashyyyk? Because I always pronounce it Kashyyyk. Kesha. Yes, Kesha.
Kesha.
I don't know. It could be pronounced either way, I think. I always pronounce things wrong. Speaking of bad pronunciations.
Pronunciations?
Yeah. There we go. So I used to think, I don't know why, but Boba Fett, for some reason.
Bubble Hat is his name.
I used to think that it was pronounced Bubba Fett.
Yeah. He's wearing overalls. He has a pitchfork
hat.
He's got a straw hat on.
A piece of straw.
Like it's Bubba Fett.
His jetpack is just moonshine.
Yeah. It's just an overturned barrel that has XXX on it.
Running from Boss Hog.
I got me some hunting to do.
He's like Slave One. Bubba. His ship. He runs into over it and like slides across the wing of it.
So what does this have to do with celebrating?
It has to do with geek holidays and May 4th. Lots of other things.
But really, is that a holiday, or is it just a bunch of people on the internet being like, ha ha, May the 4th!
Is it it's a time every year that people celebrate.
You know what is also a time every year that people celebrate? Rex Manning Day.
It's Rex Manning Day, you guys.
Which was last month, I think.
Do they celebrate Rex Manning?
They really do. Yeah. See, the internet will turn anything.
Of Empire Records.
Who is Rex Manning?
You need to watch Empire Records.
No, he doesn't. No, you don't. It's outdated.
Okay.
Can I see my reference now?
Yes.
Yeah. Go, do it.
I hope you like blue cheese.
There we go.
Best. I'm waiting. Best
movie reference.
Let's go.
You should have seen me fist bump, you guys. The internet can't see it. Brian, or whatever your name is.
I don't know. I don't think it's dated. I think Empire Record holds up very well.
It holds up really well if you're looking for a movie from the 90s to watch, and you're definitely watching a movie for being like, hey, I want to see a movie about the 90s.
That has the Gin Blossoms doing the...
Right. I was just about to say, because we know how relevant it is, because Gin Blossoms, they're still around. They're
yeah, Gin Blossoms.
They had a CD like 3 years ago.
Was it with Michael W. Smith?
That's why it didn't do so well. You need old Smitty in there to go and spice
but,
it up.
I mean, but sell it a crack. I don't know. I still think it's... I mean, in that case, then no movie about music is relevant. No movie that takes place in a record store is relevant anymore because...
I don't know. High Fidelity is the only one, I think.
Yeah, but
it's
see...
It's relatable outside the record store.
No,
it's
about relationships. High Fidelity is about... Dudes are dicks. Like, yeah, that's what High Fidelity is about.
It just happens to take place in a record store, I feel like.
But...
you know, it could take place...
He's like every man on their worst day. Like,
but I mean, Empire Records, though, is about relationships as well. It just isn't...
It's about high school relationships.
Yeah, that chick from Vertical Limit. Right, Crystal Donaldson.
God bless.
Well, okay. Well, all this said is Empire Records
like
is like
Joe LaPiglia or what was his name?
Empire Records is like one of my top three favorite movies.
I love
the movie.
I do love Empire Records as well. I really, really do.
You're right, though. It is a movie that is very much grounded in the time it was made.
I only say that for like the people younger than us, but under 30, really.
But it's still funny. I mean, it still has some relevant themes, some like, you know, fight authority and, you know, those kinds of things.
Liv Tyler and Blue Cheese as well.
Yeah.
So fight authority, that's a good thing.
So it's like you're not going to see it, and you're not going to have, like, you're not going to see the movie and then have nostalgic feelings because you can kind of relate to that scenario. It's more of just watch it for what it is as a removed
individual. Well, I mean, if you're in high school, I think you could...
I think it's only going to be relatable for people who saw it or grew up around that time because a lot of the references in it...
Or work at a record store.
What about like Can't Hardly Wait? They're not going to relate to Seth Green's character when he's wearing the rave outfit.
Dude, Special K? Don't play with Special K, homie. Special K is something that chick from Weeds in the bathroom. You know what's up?
I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I guess I relate to it because you're right. I saw it late, like in that I saw it like 2 or 3 years after it came out.
Right. But I mean,
but we still saw it at the time. I mean, I watched that movie. I rented it, and I think I watched it while I had the tape. I rented it on VHS. I think I watched it like 23 times over 2 days.
Whenever you say tape, I get really excited.
I stayed up really late and just put it on record.
You realize that 23 times over 2 days is like the entire 2 days, right? Like that was not sleeping for close to 48 hours.
I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but not that much. I had to. I mean, I watched it.
His definition of sleep.
I watched it a lot because I just stayed up over the course of however long.
Well, I'm just saying that the relevance.
And it would rewind, and then it would just start playing again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like on the internet, like
get a VHS player, kids.
Yeah.
Well, the same relevancy is like Clerks. It's still relatable, but no one's going to know what a video store is when they the Quick Stop, you know.
Well, yeah. Beside the video store where you can order dirty movies in front of little girls
and play hockey
and use the bathroom.
Play hockey on the roof. Yeah. Use the bathroom for multiple reasons. So many different reasons. Kevin Smith at his... some of his best, really.
Which is his earliest.
Which is his just being so raw, which is really, for anybody that wants to make a movie, do you like how we turn this into video?
Exactly.
Anybody for their... that actually wants to do a low-budget movie, you can watch Clerks, and he made it for, what, $25,000, something like that, maxed out credit cards. I do not suggest you do it the way he did it. Oh, my gosh.
He sold all of his comic books.
He sold so much stuff, and he just put his heart and soul into it because, dadgummit, I'm going to make a movie. I edited highly what he would have said. But he did it, and he was in the right place. He had it playing in the right place at the right time. Sometimes you have to get lucky with that stuff, too. But fortunately, what we have that other people didn't have at all is the internet. Unfortunately, the internet is so big, it's like a flipping black hole that you're just launching things into, like this podcast.
Well, I mean, there were...
that was for effect.
During that time that was being made and those kinds of things, you also like how I gave you waggly fingers yeah, there?
I knew exactly where you were going. David Lynch.
Well, I was actually going to say you had like Desperado that was right. Done for what? Like, I mean, it was like...
$6,000?
Elmer Rocha, which Desperado...
$12?
No. What was based on, was remade from.
Yeah. Or Mirachi was the first one. Desperado was the sequel.
That had a
budget. That one was more mainstream, right, that people actually saw.
Right.
And then Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah, El Mariachi, though, was done for like $6,000 or something like that.
Robert Rodriguez
did like a science experiment. Like he let someone study him for like...
that's right.
For whatever.
He did like testing and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and he took the money from that. And then they made the movie with like wheelchairs and stuff for dollies and things like that. I mean, he did it for like nothing. And it's probably one of the least expensive movies to ever win the amount of awards it has won.
And for him to be catapulted like Kevin Smith was.
Right, in a much different way.
Kind of like how Black Devil Dog kind of just exploded out from the 80s.
Excuse me, Black Devil Dog from hell.
That was a different kind of explosion, too.
Explosion from hell, I should say.
It really was.
You know, just how that movie exploded into the film.
The consciousness.
Yeah.
It had a German redub.
It's great. Well, yeah, it takes a lot to get a redub from film.
It sure does. And that's why we celebrate what for VHS? Is there a VHS celebration?
We should do that. A new monster should sponsor it.
I did read it one Vice article.
I had an idea.
I did read one Vice article about a guy who's...
shut up. Unplug his Vice.
No, but he's collecting...
But whoa. Where did you read this Vice article?
On the internet?
No. Please say.
Vice.com.
Really wanted you to say that you read it in Miami.
I missed it.
He did say
my sleeves weren't rolled up high enough.
No, they weren't pastel. But I do like that ice cream suit you're wearing.
Okay. No, but he's trying to collect as many copies of Speed on VHS as possible. And so far he's got around 500. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a. This is completely.
He's got 25 laser discs that he's saving for.
Shut your mouth.
For gems to trade so he can get more VHS.
He's trading laser discs for VHS?
I thought that would throw out to the geekdom.
I love laser discs.
What happens if his VHS fall less than 60? What'll happen?
What'll happen if
his VHS fall less than 60?
Well, obviously.
Actually, guys,
collection will explode.
Guys, it's actually. It's 50, but whatever.
Oh, it's 55.
There's another guy. This is completely unrelated, but
I think everything so far is unrelated.
In terms of that, there's this guy on the internet. If you look up iwillberare.com, this guy's collecting Ram Man figures from He-Man.
Yeah,
and he has like over like 6,000 of them, and he's trying to corner the market on the most overproduced toy in that line.
What's he going to do, make a suit out of it? He's going to Shea St. John that, actually.
So he's got 6,000 or something Ram Man figures.
So he wants to turn a profit?
He's trying to make it.
He wants to make the supply so scarce.
I mean, it's a joke. He's not doing it seriously, but... Yeah, I think it's...
character sounds pretty serious to me.
That's a big joke.
6,000 might be exaggerating that number, but I mean, it's a huge number for just a action figures of one kind.
Totally. It makes for good audio, though.
I would want to get all of them, melt them down, and make one giant Ram Man.
Yeah.
One brown, sloppy. Ugh.
Ooh, there's repaint them.
There's a lot of weird references throughout this whole show.
I know, right?
And none about Geek Holidays.
Oh, stemming from Geek Holidays, though.
Well, we're doing okay.
I can imagine.
If Nathan's happy, we're happy.
The only one I like to celebrate because you get to blow things up.
The 4th of July.
No.
Christmas!
Remember.
The 5th of November.
The 5th of Movember?
Oh, there you go. I'm calling it. I'm calling it now.
That's where everybody shaves their face to look like Goth Fox.
That's what I'm going to do this year.
You know, it's a little bit of history mixed in. And
yeah, if you give that much of a crap about, like, England.
Yeah, but, like, the last...
Oh, yay! Remember, Anonymous? Oh,
the last, like, 3 or 4 years, though, I have watched V for Vendetta on... November. 5th.
Well, that's what's so fun about it. You can
because Natalie Portman's bald.
Sure.
You just want to rub it like a bowling ball, don't you?
No, you know. Well, yes, I do. Those kinds of things related to you know,
lost
movies
Adam,
or something
lost
like that.
Adam,
comic,
Adam,
the comic for me,
right.
At least. I love it.
I love the graphic novel.
You've got those kinds of things, but you've got some anniversaries that are really important in fandom as well. Of course, the biggest one for me is
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Reunion tour 2004.
Yep. Only want to be with you. It's time, man. I think it's time for more Hootie and the Blowfish, right?
The anniversary of Dave Matthews' first album.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Ants Marching, y'all. Something else people our age would remember nostalgically, but... Hey, you know what? Blues Traveler 2. Let's do that.
I like Blues Traveler.
Nope, can't afford it.
Give me a run around. Oh, no. But it's a surefire bet.
Oh, no. Oh, 20 seconds is over. Oh. Now we owe, like, a lot of money we don't have.
Yeah.
A lot of harmonica solos as well.
But, no, November 23rd. Is, of course, the anniversary of Doctor Who's. And this last year, we celebrated the 50th anniversary.
Drink.
So yeah, it was a
children under 12 take a drink.
It was a
of milk.
It was a it was a pretty
milk.
And you've got related to that, you've also got a lot of from music fans, music geeks, if you were. You've got lots of
it's good for you.
You got lots of you've got a lot of anniversaries connected to the Beatles, things like that. We just had the 50th anniversary of them coming to the United States. And that was a
that's for you rock and roll geeks.
Yeah.
Well, all you daddy-os.
Also related to music, you have Record Day. They don't give out free records.
Oh, so there's like, a Record Day, but not a VHS Day. Yeah. Apparently, we have to start.
There's got to be a VHS Day. I mean, the found footage guys are amazing. Everything is terrible. Amazing. Those are two hot ones. I think New Monster should do something along the lines of that.
Let's do it.
I'm going to change the format of everything we do. Let's stop this podcast.
So we need to pick the worst day of the year to watch the worst format of movie ever. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yep. December 25th.
No, we could
on Christmas. The worst day of the year.
I was going to say take the letters of VHS and like turn those numbers into something I don't.
SHV. We'll call it.
I really do not see a VHS day. I think we just started something.
Oh man,
we have. We're going to start.
Not unless Brian takes our idea. That's not even the guy's. I don't know if that's the guy's name even. But hey, hey, one, hey, guy out there that listens to this podcast. Hey man, this is Redshirt Lucas. Thanks, man. How about today, whatever day it is that you're listening to this podcast, man, we're celebrating you, man.
His birthday. Let us know your birthday. Yeah. That is VHS.
That is VHS.
I don't know how you're going to get a hold of us because we never give information to you get a hold of us.
He can find us on our website, New Monster Project.
Let's just put that at the beginning.
Okay, fine.
And there is much rejoicing. What other holidays are there, Nathan? Of course, the big thing for geeks isn't just particular
Friday.
Holidays. It's
Boxing Day.
The thing about geek holidays is that there are so many of them because there are these conventions that are such a big part of, I guess, geek culture. And you've got the big ones. So you've got like San Diego Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, Dragon-Con, which is in our neck of the woods. I've been going to Dragon Con for this will be the 10th year.
WonderCon.
Is it C2E2?
C2E2 is actually going on this weekend.
What does that mean?
Recording. Chicago.
Yeah, who cares? And then there's E3
comic. I don't remember what the two means. Chicago. It's the Chicago Comic Con, essentially.
E3 is like the biggest.
Emerald City Comic Con.
Is that for video games and such?
It's like ridiculous.
Dragon Con.
It's growing. Hey, why don't you just repeat everything Ashley just said? That's great, Nathan. Great for audio. Timestamp this.
He didn't say Dragon Con.
I did say
Dragon Con. Yeah, that's like the fourth time.
The Game Boy did just come out 25 years ago.
Let's celebrate the Game Boy by burning down the warehouse. Oh, that happened.
So
you don't like green screen.
Well, you don't like dookie green, dookie brown graphics?
So,
speaking of cons.
Yeah.
Adam loves it.
We all recently
experienced. What are
you going to play?
The Virtual Boy.
Shut your mouth. I'm having a seizure.
Because you're playing a Virtual Boy?
In my heart. It's a palpitation. Whatever.
I like to call it.
Sorry. Timestamp this.
The Oculus Virtual Boy.
Oculus by Facebook.
Can I,
what?
Yeah, that's.
Oculus by Facebook.
What's going to happen now? I mean.
Well, you're going to get to see everybody's status just in your face, man.
Yeah,
it's just all thumbs up, thumbs down.
What Facebook is going to do with virtual reality.
I don't think they're going to do anything with it in terms of Facebook. They're just going to. I was actually going to show my age. I was listening to NPR recently.
He's 47.
Do you consider all things?
As you were straining to listen to NPR?
They were actually talking about how.
Could you guys whisper a little louder?
These people are like Oculus Rift. So companies like Facebook are buying these up because they're not going to be valuable right now. they're going to be valuable in like 10 years. So they're basically just going to sit on it while it kind of builds, and then they'll probably just sell it off when it's worth multiple millions more than... So it won't have anything to do with... I don't think they're going to do anything with Facebook. They're just going to own it.
I think that they're actually going to turn Facebook into a Facebook. Like it's... going to be a book in your face.
Like the Necronomicon?
Like an actual book?
You, that's a Facebook.
All right. Literally. Sorry. Sorry.
It just bothers me because if they don't actually own, like if Facebook just owns it, but they're not the ones that started it, will they even put the effort to maintain what it could be? It seems like the companies just do this. I know we're way off topic right now, but I mean like I don't know. I just think that's a terrible idea to buy something and then... Well, anyway, forget it.
Like stocks and bonds? Like
this week I in today, New Monsters actually. News of the World.
You bought some stocks?
Yes.
In Nintendo?
Let's open the papers.
No, I own stock in Nintendo, though.
I believe it.
It has tanked severely.
I'm sorry.
It's right. What now?
I'm holding on for when they give up on the systems and start releasing stuff on mobile devices. Then it'll skyrocket. Because Nintendo needs to make good decisions.
So was it like, because if there's something we know about Japanese people, okay, he owns they're that not too. Stubborn.
I do own Apple. I did, yes.
He says that with such confidence, like, no, I own Apple. Yeah, wow. Like, I don't own, like, some of it. I own it.
No, he literally means, like, Granny Smith apples. Like, whatever apple. Yeah, it's an apple orchard. He has stock in. It's like...
Yeah, I just left off the granny. That's really what
like
I have.
It's like 0.03.
You own Granny Apple?
Yes, I own Granny Apple.
I do have stock in a 3D... hologram technology
do
company.
You
is it from Sega?
I made sure to look before it's GA or anything like that.
It's from LBJ.
But I'm waiting 30 years before anything happens.
My only nerd reference.
What reference to
a really crappy video game
president?
Company?
LBJ. I can start one of those.
A really Lyndon B. Johnson
company.
Which actually we should, but whatever. Wait. Should. Bite my butt.
Are you? I just got it. Okay. Nice.
No, it's no. Like it's a legit company, yo. Maybe I've got the initials wrong, but whatever.
Are you thinking about LJN?
LJ? No, no, no. It's got the. Is it with the rainbow
it's
on top?
It's LJN.
I meant LJN, bros.
Not Lyndon B. Johnson.
I meant Larry Bird. Johnson.
Larry Bird. Yes. I thought he was talking about JBLs.
I don't know. Why.
Entirely different.
Sure.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, no. Wait, I think you...
JBL is a speaker company,
though. Oh, yeah, no.
This part of the podcast is boring. All right.
So...
Timestamp.
Back to cons.
Wow, that's like 10 minutes
ago. Yeah, it was like 10 minutes ago, and we meant to talk about that, because we recently went to Marvel City Comic Con. And
should we even talk about it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we went there. It is a thing
that we do. What if it becomes a myth? Like, what if people only talk about it? Like, it happened once. Because it kind of got buried, like, deep. While we were there, there was so many things going on.
We did meet a mythical creature while we were there, though.
Several.
Yes.
One in particular.
Yes. I will not name this mythical creature, but...
Did he have somewhat of a straw head?
A little bit of a straw head.
And by mythical, do you mean drunk?
You know, it depends on your perspective, that's all.
Maybe a little bit.
Now, at Marvel City, though, you got a chance to... This is one of the great things about conventions, is there's so many great opportunities if you're interested in meeting celebrities or things like that. And you got to meet one of your, I guess, kind of movie hero, legend kind of things, Nathan, at Marvel City. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I got to interview the guy... Lucas, are you bored by my story about a thing that I enjoy?
We'll move the microphone
away from your butt.
Okay. Sure, I'll move it away from it. Farting comes from the other end, Ashley, but whatever.
Well, I meant move it towards.
I'll teach you about this later. That's what this one's for. So who did you meet, Nathan?
So I got to interview Rico Browning, who was the... he was the guy that... played the creature in Creature from the Black Lagoon, and it was my favorite of the Universal Monster movies.
Didn't he have a song that came out in the 80s called Rico Swampe?
Oh, I wish that would have been fantastic.
That's
and a very bad
I think
bad
I need to
joke.
Repent actually after that joke. Hang on. No, just kidding, go ahead.
So that was my favorite of the Universal Monsters. So even though it was only, what, like 2 minutes, it was still really, really exciting for me to actually meet him. Like, I know that he didn't direct it. He's not the one that made the movie.
He was in the suit, though.
But he was in the suit. He was the creature, which for me was just amazing. And I can't wait until we actually get this video finished so that people can see me kind of geek out talking to the creature.
Did you kiss him?
I kind of wanted to. He's very old, and so I kind of...
Did you feed him fish food over his head?
You just nuzzle a little bit when he's that age. Just a little nuzzling.
What was crazy was he was literally just kind of like laying in a kiddie pool nonchalantly, like...
Come on, Nathan.
I have to remain wet at all times.
Come enjoy the creature.
It was not that creepy. No, it was great. I really enjoyed it. And Lucas, even though I interviewed C. Martin Croker, that's someone that was pretty important to you.
Literally almost started crying.
Yeah. So, do you want to say anything?
I don't normally give a crap about... I mean, I enjoy people that entertain me, but normally whenever I see them, I'm like, oh, hey, that's the guy that entertained me. I have nothing to say to him besides, hey, you entertained me. The thing about C. Martin Croker was he played Zorak from Space Ghost Coast to Coast and also Brack in the Space Ghost Coast to Coast segments. He did tell us that Brack was also played by somebody else for the Brack show. So, awesome. Whatever. But, I was transitioning, like us, we were all transitioning into middle school at that time. So that summer, every Friday, I would stay up till 12 o'clock just to watch my 15 minutes of weirdness that I needed in my life, just to feel a little bit sane as my body was going through hormones and I was getting in fights with my parents.
Gross.
Just trying.
Moisture, Carmen.
Still going through those hormonal farms of moisture. Look. It was a good time. And so I just told him, hey, man, thanks for being a weird guy and doing this. It really meant a lot to me as a young kid. And whenever I was in the military, he was Dr. Weird at the beginning of all the Aqua Teens cartoons. And so I was like, hey, thanks for being a part of that as well. Because when I was in the military, the first few years of the military, Aqua Teens kept me sane, so thanks for keeping me sane. It was a really big deal for me. I didn't know it was going to be that big of a deal. It just kind of hit me. So, and then Kevin here missed out.
I did. I'm really.
And he, I think he was really bummed out that he didn't see C. Martin Croker either. And he was,
because you told me like the guy that played Zorak. I was like, C. Martin Croker. Yeah, I remember mm-hmm. that guy. And beautiful that, man.
Well, and that's one of the things that that makes cons and just kind of geek holidays in general, in my mind, so great, is it's not necessarily the thing or the movie or the comic. It's that personal connection that people have to it.
Right.
And so just on all of these days, and there's plenty more that we can keep talking about, but why people celebrate these days is because it means something to them. You know, like people who don't like Star Wars, they're not going to care about May 4th. People that never read comics, they don't care about Free Comic Book Day. But for people that, like, comics are part of what helped them through adolescence, or that sounds weirder than I meant it, but, you know, it's just part of who they were growing up. That's why they love it so much.
It's their birthday. It's their Christmas. It's their Jewish holiday.
It's Hanukkah.
It's their bar mitzvah. It's their... It's the Shabbat.
Go on. Keep it coming.
It's their VHS day.
They offend somebody at some
point. It is people's like Christmas. It's their birthdays for these cons. It's their time to shine inside.
Like a menorah.
So for every con, for every year...
Light a candle.
They light a candle.
Every time a bell rings... A geek gets...
Every time they see a new doctor walk through the door,
every time
they light a candle.
I thought you were going to say, every time a bell rings,
sorry,
a geek gets laid at a con.
See, that's the interesting thing about conventions, though.
Oh, Adam's against sex. Look at his face. He's like, that's right. Not what we do.
Every time a
bell... That is against human nature. It really is. Sorry.
Michael W. Smith would be so disappointed right now.
Oh, please.
So Master's Commission.
Please.
Every
he
time
drives a van with no windows.
every time a bell rings,
allegedly,
a cosplayer gets its wings.
Allegedly.
Yes, say make sure you say allegedly.
I was screaming
in there.
Allegedly. I'm sorry, Nathan.
I said every time a bell rings, a cosplayer gets its wings.
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect.
Summed up.
That's perfect.
Beautifully. Thank you.
Yes.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Okay, what other holidays are there?
Well, speaking of cons, Ashley, did you want to say anything about the, not so much a con, but more of just a show that that we're trying to get started here in Cleveland? And by we, I mean you and other people.
Yeah, so, that's the, being on that side of it is different. I personally have been involved with two or three cons, conventions, doing, I do work with a convention in Atlanta, a Doctor Who and Stargate convention called Timegate, where I am co-director of programming for that. And one of the great things about conventions is panels and things like that, things Lucas would hate, but things I love.
But he does love panel vignettes.
And I also do the same thing for a convention in Chattanooga called Connuga. I do Doctor Who programming and things like that. But we, myself and some other people that that are here local are working on creating a show, like a one-day toy and comic show here in Cleveland. So that's going to be, hopefully it's going to be exciting. We'll see.
Now, this is different than a convention, though, right? This doesn't have, like, guests coming in and that, right?
Yeah, well, we may have some guest artists, but it won't have, like, guests. It's going to be a one-day show. It's going to be a toy and comic show, lots of vendors, lots of comic vendors, toy vendors. We do have some artists lined up. We're pretty excited about it.
So. Any authors?
New Monster will be there.
Yeah, and New Monster will be there, hopefully.
Groan. Are we going to be there?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Record.
Wait, you want me to do shtick?
Yeah.
At Ashley's thing?
Yeah.
Like we're gonna do it? Like we're gonna be doing at your wedding?
Yeah.
I want you to do new monster comes to the wedding with cameras blazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's our wedding present to
I
you.
I hope you guys signed a prenup.
Why?
But you don't. You don't want her to take half of your school debt? Isn't that how this works?
She'll also take half of my comics, though. So,
well, I was thinking that she might also take half of us.
They are. They're horrible. They'll take half a new monster.
She'll take half a new monster.
Oh wait, so then you just stay married?
Yep. But then I gain an extra dude.
Yeah, you actually get Adam because.
He's the most useful.
Yeah. He becomes your son.
I don't know if I like that connotation.
I don't do as much as everyone else we know.
I know it's not holidays, but would you consider... I'm thinking holidays more like a celebration for something. And I know like...
We already mentioned 420.
I'm like, well, you know, there's this one day that's...
Are you really talking about Top Gun Day?
Close to me. I wish.
Arbor
Ready
Day.
For Top Gun 2?
Whoa!
But what about like openings to like Star Wars films or things like where people dress up and they just...
I thought you were going
to
be like furniture stores.
Yay! But would you consider that somewhat of like a not a holiday, but like something people look forward to? Like, I mean, people are already geeking out for the
next Star
Wars. As
long as it's not Episode 1.
Well, sure, but the next one that's coming out in, what, 15?
I doubt there's going to be
as many long lines for the new one, though.
I mean, I don't know.
I think there's a like resurgence with younger children that are now.
Yeah, I think
like
there's going to be just as big.
Fool me once, and shame on.
But then
you.
The fathers are going to be excited about it too because they're going to.
Well, and Lucas isn't directing it. Not you, Lucas. But
you're not directing it either.
But George Lucas isn't directing it.
I think
some people who may have been jaded by the
movies
that came later
on in the franchise.
Sure, because J.J. Abrams never jades anybody.
I like J.J. Abrams.
Let's just look at
and I like what he did with
this
the
best
movie.
This is how you have to watch the new Star Wars. Like, oh, the lens flares. Oh, good thing I brought my shades.
What's wrong with Lucas put his sunglasses on for that joke.
The movie... The best movie in that franchise, Empire Strikes Back, directed by George Lucas.
Empire Records Strikes Back.
That would be a great movie.
Yes, it would.
I think so. I mean, it's not necessarily a holiday, like it's not repeating, but it's still a big event.
Releases.
At some
point. Well, I mean, you've got the Avengers. Like, yeah, you've got people waiting in line for new video game systems. I don't think they were quite as I didn't see it make the news as much this last year, this last time when they had the big releases. But when PlayStation, 3 and the Xbox 360 mm-hmm. came out, and even the Wii, when that came out, I mean, there were lines.
There was like two years where you couldn't get a Wii without...
Yeah.
Giant, I mean,
And it was one of those things where this whole big thing... with those kinds of releases, but then you get one of the great things about those kinds of events, you have people waiting in line, oh man, I'm gonna get it, and then you have the Joker who bought one, and then they go with the sledgehammer and like bust it in front of everyone in line. Like, have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
And I mean, it's just like that whole idea of people like attacking people in what they, you know, doing what they love to do or whatever. I mean, you get that with anything.
That's art.
Yeah, those guys are...
I think that's considered art. But in the same vein as what we're talking about, then Black Friday would fit into this category.
That is... Some people do treat that as a holiday.
No, don't do that. Don't go
wait for Black Friday.
But that's a huge celebration.
Well, let's talk about... Take a different... go on that, and I think this is something Adam can talk to, but you've got the video games, and you've got these releases of these equipment or games or whatever, but you also have the like press releases or press conferences for Apple, especially. I mean, those people who are into like Apple devices,
Christians,
and iPads, wait for those,
especially the
not even when they
Dell.
not even when they're released, but the conference is telling you about it being released.
I sign up for spoilers so that I will not read the news until they've put the thing online and a website sends me a link that says it's now online, you can see it. I wait to see what the next iPhone's going to look like, or at least I did. Now you pretty much know what they are like 3 months in advance. But
I watch the when they do the I find a blog that's live blogging, and I just go through, and I usually get there late, so I have to go scroll back, and I have to catch up.
Yeah.
That was a really goofy laugh.
To go to me,
did you go back into a room?
Now that's a nerd laugh.
Was that the yodeling Yahoo?
It almost sounds like yodeling a-hole. That's a different guy. It's a different dimension. Parallel universes. Different ends of yodel, if you know what I'm saying.
Different end of the universe.
Yeah, totally different end. Like the back end, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I think.
Okay, thank you, Adam. Okay.
I'm sorry, Michael W. Smith. I'm so sorry. Wow.
I'm not. I hear him at Cracker Barrel all the time these days. Sure do.
I can't think of a Michael W. Smith song to sing.
Well, we always sing the same ones every time, which I don't understand how we don't try to buy some rights and play some songs out here. Please enjoy this interlude by Michael W. Smith.
Decent talk. I always want to sing Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Shame on you.
Saddle up your horses.
So, yeah, we were talking about like waiting in lines for things. Some people will get dressed up to see new movies or the releases of video games.
Like the Madea films. Right?
Sure.
They seem to be a big deal every time they come out. Well, at least to Southern white women anyway.
One of the things that I love so much about Geek Holidays, whether it's cons or Star Wars Day or whatever, is it does give people that chance to dress up as what they love without quite as much
without being yelled at by their parents,
exactly,
or their bosses.
Right. And so, you know, it used to be Halloween was the only day that you could dress up as whatever it is that you wanted to be.
Now just go down the hallway of a college and people are dressed up like anime characters every day.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Are they really?
Some of them.
At your school?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Really high boots on dudes.
Right, because high boots equals...
I know, but no, in this case, it was really odd.
Yeah, but
it
was how crazy was the hair, though? If the hair was gigantic...
Super Saiyan.
Yeah, Super Saiyan hair. Was... Some Goku, Roku, Sudoku action. It's my favorite Saiyan. He had three monkey tails.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, cosplay, that kind of thing has become such a I mean, there's jokes about it on Saturday Night Live now. There's jokes about it in other things. It's become, you know, when you get to that level, it becomes
a joke.
Like it,
when you get to the point where more people make fun of you,
you realize you've gotten somewhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, cosplay has become a huge thing. I mean, there's TV shows about it, about people who do do it and things like that. And I don't get it. But I'm learning to respect it.
Have you ever dressed up like the Doctor?
I have. Well, I did there you it go. Once. And I did it once.
Feel empowered? Why?
I didn't because, and this is why. I did this very early when the new series had where when David Tennant had just become the Doctor, and I went to a convention in Knoxville.
Ooh, David Tennant.
I went to a convention in Knoxville and I dressed up like him. And now David Tennant is essentially that Doctor. That character was essentially like in a suit.
Because when I think of you, I think David Tennant.
So I dressed up as David Tennant. I even got my hair cut in a way that it would be. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. This will be awesome. And
everybody else was David Tennant.
Pretty decent. No, the thing is, no one knew who I was. Everyone thought I was just a dude in a suit. Actually, one guy asked me for my autograph because he thought I was a celebrity.
Okay, I have trouble believing this. What celebrity?
He didn't know. He was just like, hey, you're wearing a suit. That's exactly what he said. The guy just did not belong there, and he was just like, you're wearing a suit. You must be someone important. Should I get your autograph? I'm like, you really shouldn't. No.
No.
He's like, I know who you are. I'm like, yeah, I'm dressed up. They're like, no, you're on the TV. I'm like, no, I'm not.
You're on the YouTubes,
buddy. At that time, I wasn't, though. This was a long time ago. This was like 2006.
That's why you always carry
headshots around for those moments.
Well, always carry,
yeah.
Always wear. That was 8 years ago, though.
But always tiny have a pack ones. Of cards and wow. Always carry headshots.
Tiny, tiny headshots.
Headshots and cards.
Yeah, always.
Thanks, Kev.
Or just cards
that aren't headshots.
Headshots on it.
A deck or a deck of cards and do a magic trick.
There you go.
Then people know you as a magician.
With your face on it. Like your headshots, the face cards?
Yeah.
They're like, let me go through here. Oh, here you go.
I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, so that was the one time I dressed up, and it wasn't like a bad experience. It was actually kind of fun, but it was just.
Why did you stop?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I just. It became like too much work to like worry about, I guess.
If you start dressing like the Doctor, I'll start dressing like Rose.
Really?
Please.
Nope.
Please.
No. If you say things like that,
let me get
then you. I will go upstairs and I'll dress up right now.
No, dress like that, Rose.
The funny thing, and now this, like, this
I'm chubby Rose.
It's more this, like Roseanne.
The funny thing is the
that would be the best pairing with a Doctor.
The funny Roseanne thing is the suit doctor. that I wore for that was a suit that I had ended up. Getting off Aaron Fichi like years before because it worked perfectly.
The lead singer of Actress?
Yes.
In Hollywood, California? Yeah. Or the best busboy ever at a Shoney's? All right.
Like 12 years ago.
Or like now. Or what the heck is he doing for work?
I don't know. He's actressing.
I just automatically assume everybody's bussing tables if they're making music in LA.
Sure.
Shut up! Adam. All right.
So yeah, cosplay.
WTF, guys.
I do recommend Mark Maron. Anyway.
So, cosplay and, you know, Halloween and all those fun things.
Halloween's a big deal. I mean, it's a holiday, but it's a big geek holiday, too. I mean,
well, that's all it is. That's all it is, actually.
Why is it a kid holiday?
What the H is Halloween?
Why do people not get off work for Halloween? I don't understand.
Okay, Adam, I think your job should let you off work for that holiday.
Well, maybe, but I mean, like, it's a large, like, there are holidays that are less celebrated that people don't have to work on, but Halloween, which is, like, nationally known and very celebrated amongst many people, except for a few.
But it's like a fun holiday. It's not like an important holiday.
Yeah, it's like, hey, go to a dressed-up holiday, unless you're, like,
well, what defines
it's a place important? Where a well, it's a place where work can be like, hey, you can kind of dress up like Richard Simmons today.
Hey, I knew she was a witch.
A pirate version and then be Richard Simmons, which I was. I did that for work last year.
I vote he leaves the group.
Okay.
To be fair, he was forced. He didn't have much of a choice.
Were you forced, huh? Tomorrow?
I also have to wear a dress.
Why are you wearing a dress?
I am wearing a dress.
I don't know.
There are two dresses of your choosing. Are you gonna wear I'm just curious why.
He's a woman tomorrow. He becomes a real woman tomorrow.
Is it like just trying something out?
It has to do with psychology.
It has to do with Miss Doubtfire.
Yes.
It's an
educational video
about Miss Doubtfire. It's about they're deconstructing Robin Williams.
Like, really?
No.
The psychology behind
you never know.
Robin Williams.
They got classes on the Beatles. You know, come on.
And Harry Potter. What is there a Harry
and
Potter?
Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons college course.
There probably is a Harry Potter holiday.
I'm sure there is.
There's a big convention.
It's like LeakyCon.
LeakyCon, yeah.
I think they should start having it just at Hogwarts at Universal. I mean, that's where it just needs to be from now on. Everybody just
LeakyCon.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be cool because they actually get a Hogwarts to themselves. And the Hulk to ride at night.
That's right.
Wait, ride
Hogwarts
the Hulk.
And the Hulk.
Yeah. They mix perfectly.
They are expanding it, though, in Universal. It's going to entail both parks now. And a train, the Hogwarts Express, is going to go from park to park section. Yeah. But you have to have a park hopper to ride it.
That is kind of sexy.
Did you growl?
Did you say rare or rar?
Rare.
It's
hybrid. I thought it was sexy, though. Not my rare, but...
Got it.
Rare.
I'm looking forward to it. A Gringotts bank ride. It'd be
rare.
Awesome.
Rare. Yeah. Medium.
It'd be great.
Please. And you can eat all these chocolate things.
I can't stop farting
worms to grow up when you're on the rides.
Perfect.
I can't stop.
Do they have chocolate frogs?
They
do.
I'm not going to stop.
Do they move?
It depends. Beer. What's it called? Beer.
Yeah, butter beer. It's delicious.
Just beer.
it's incredible.
It's just butterscotch drink, ain't it?
No, I don't want to get too nerdy in this podcast.
Do it.
It's like I want to have some. I want to look bad. But
okay, so apparently J.K. Rowling, like, she actually oversaw the creation of this recipe that can only be purchased in Universal. Now people have like made it at home and they're guessing this is what it is. But
too.
It's like, yeah,
if you order it a certain way, it's apparently it will give you like a sugar
seizure. Do you have
seizure.
To go to the bathroom wall?
Yeah.
No, like look it up sometimes. Like Starbucks bought butter beer. It's like so much. It's so much sugar.
I can imagine it is. Yeah, this is. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's definitely a unique taste, but it's delicious. It really is.
Is it buttery?
There's a frothy, buttery type thing on top, but it doesn't taste like butter. Like when I think of butter beer. Okay, I can just see Lucas making these faces.
I'm not
so afraid that all of a sudden we're going to talk about moisture farming again.
I'm not.
Or Ewoks.
I would never.
Okay. Or LeakyCon.
Or LeakyCon, yeah. Oh. So anyway, yeah. But yeah, so it is a specific recipe that she, the creator of Harry Potter, oversaw. Or the writer. I don't know if she was the creator necessarily, but... Yeah. I know that she... Well, anyway. Yes. So, and it's delicious.
That story kind of sucked, Adam. All right.
Thank you, Lucas.
That was the only punchline I had. Besides, in the middle of that, I farted on Kevin so bad, his eyes started watering.
It was rough. I always
he actually got my attention and was like, you're killing me with what you just did. So... So could you repeat that story again, Adam?
No. There's no need.
You can just listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Just rewind.
Why would any of us besides Nathan do that? All right.
So we talked
to Brian. And Brian.
Yes.
I wonder if he'd like to call in.
Be called Brian now?
Yes.
I mean...
Brian's podcast.
Yeah. A podcast for Brian.
Bri Fighters.
No. Brought to Brian by us, new monster.
Bri-fi.
Sorry, that was bad.
All right. So we talked about Halloween being an actual holiday that's celebrated relatively geekily sometimes. All the time.
Well, once a year.
Yeah. And I'm sure that as other holidays come up, we are going to address them in our own special geeky way, and we'll talk about that. But for tonight, we already talked about this a little bit with the VHS day, but if there was a geek holiday that you could have? Like, basically, what holiday do you think there should be? Like, if you could create your own.
The day of the flux capacitor.
I'm just going to say it's going to be a Back to the Future Day for Adam.
Oh, man. Where you just have little triangle and it flashes at you for 5 minutes.
Where everyone hits their head on the toilet.
Yes. Yes. It's the day where you slip, hit your head on the toilet, and wait for the epiphany to hit you. And that's the epiphany day. Or flux day.
What about you, Lucas? What holiday do you wish there was?
I don't know, guys. I'm not really big on holidays, so whatever.
Kevin.
Breath day.
Breathing deep into the mic, Dan.
I was gonna say there needs to be a day for wrestlers, but there's already two.
Yeah, WrestleMania and Royal Rumble. So
Boxing Day.
Cut mine out.
Well, I mean, same for me. I think I already have all the holidays I need. I mean, I guess there should be like I'm out. I mean, I'm guessing like I mean, I guess we could do like New Monster Day.
Actually, I think
or VHS Day. We VHS talked about VHS Day. Day.
I think we need VHS Day.
I think everyone needs to remember VHS.
Actually,
remember VHS Day.
Surprised, Ashley, you didn't just say your birthday.
I almost did.
Yeah. I was waiting for it, man. I was like, Ashley's going to say his birthday. I know he's going to play the cocky card.
I opted not to.
Well, then I'll
I guess I could do. You know what?
Ashley's birthday. That's mine.
You know what? There actually was. I did on my blog a few years ago, and it happened during my broken leg this last year, so I didn't get to do it. Not that that's an excuse because I don't type with my leg, but anyway. Yet, I did 80s Toys Appreciation Month on my blog, and it actually got some hits. A lot of people were into it, and we basically posted. I would have people post about their favorite memories of 80s toys and things like that.
Really cool idea.
Over the course of June, which is my birthday month.
Sure.
But I was like, I started it there, and we did it over the whole month, and it was actually really successful. I had a prize and things like that, and it was relatively successful. I mean, for my little blog.
Yeah.
10
people.
I guess 80s. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that was about it. But still, it was regular 10 people or whatever. Yeah. So it was pretty nice. And so 80s Toys Appreciation would be something I would love to see more people interested. Same thing with 80s cartoons. I mean, just anything.
80s Day.
80s Day.
Yeah. I think that since I told the story of meeting the creature and how awesome that was, I think there needs to be
Universal Day?
Either a Universal Day or just like a Vintage Monster Day. So whether it's Universal Monsters or Nosferatu or just any of the classic black and white creature feature day. And not just Halloween, but
Elvira.
Elvira Day.
So like maybe the only films you watch are old 30s or, you know, old classic.
Right. Or like you walk around with a notepad and you just move your mouth and then write out what you're saying, so you treat it like a silent film.
Someone with a piano plays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before there were talkies.
Lucas, did you have one, or are you sticking with Ashley's birthday?
Oh, it's Ashley's birthday all the way for me. I mean,
how would you celebrate?
Oh, you know what? I do have a day.
Go on.
I do have a day. It's a combo day. I think it's needed. It's a Kurt Russell / Patrick Swayze day.
Or mullet day.
I think mullet day is a thing.
Yeah, unlikely. Well, actually, thing.
Pretty sure it's a thing already.
How would such a day be celebrated?
You put on your tightest jeans.
Tank top.
First of all, a tank top.
You dance a little.
You put on a dirty blonde mullet.
A lot of roundhouse kicks.
And you have the time of your life.
And you just have the time, thank you, of your life. That's perfect.
And you don't put anyone in the corner.
No, you don't. And if you wear an eye patch, you can either be Captain Ron or Snake Plissken. Have it your way. It's fine. It can either be a comedy or it could be a
Captain
social
Ron
satire.
Plissken?
Captain Ron Plissken, yeah. But either way, I would have a Swayze Russell day, and it'd be
the, have the time of your life.
And it would be on Ashley's birthday, so whatever.
And actually, I think that one was on my birthday the year you guys did that.
Was it? Did we do it on your birthday? It
ended up being on my birthday.
No wonder you weren't there.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't there.
You're like, yeah, because we...
Are you talking about when the balloon went like a foot above the fence and just...
And then went across the
highway. Remind everyone, and by everyone, I mean like two people who weren't there.
And Brian.
What was the point of the balloons?
Well, one of our friends was... I just got in contact with him again, and he was like thinking about doing a show on Monday night. Or was it a Tuesday? It was a random day.
It was a Friday or something.
It was a Friday. He was
a
like,
show being like a band? Concert?
Well, he was going to have like a showcase. A showcase, and he was going to have a band or two, and then have like some slam poetry, maybe some jokes, and then... I was like,
but it was all based around
why don't we Patrick theme it? Yeah. Why don't we theme it? And he was all gung ho, like, yeah, let's. He's always gung ho to theme something, and so am I. And so I was like, well, let's come up with a really good theme. And we came up with the Patrick Swayze theme. It was Patrick Swayze theme, this bad boy. And so as people walked in, we played
just all kind of
any Swayze song
there,
from any.
There was song from Ghost.
Beautiful photo of Patrick Swayze that everyone got to.
You guys write a message to Swayze, yeah. With some lit candles. At the end, we lit some candles, and we rolled up the messages. Well.
It was very moving.
We rolled up.
It was great.
Yeah, we rolled up the messages in a scroll. We started playing. What song did we play?
Have the Time of Your Life, I believe.
We started playing Time of Your Life.
It better be that song.
Is this after he had passed?
Yes.
Like, okay. Yeah, I didn't know if this was just like...
No, we just love
Patrick Swayze.
Not joking, I started to tear up a little bit.
Wow. A lot of us did. We all felt emotional because the whole drunk, pizza-fueled crowd started singing the song. Literally, everyone was singing. We lit our candles and raised our candles to Patrick Swayze, and then the balloon that we had...
With helium.
With helium, we had the picture of Swayze with the messages written on it. We tied it to the balloons, and we released them into the atmosphere, and they slowly raised and just floated off with the song almost, and everybody sang and held up candles as it floated away to Patrick Swayze, and that's how we closed the show. And I really think everybody had a good time.
Well, it was supposed to go like way up into the heavens and float miles away.
Awesome.
It was like 20 feet above the ground.
It did disappear.
It
like just
went
slowly
5 feet over the
atmosphere.
Buildings.
Gone.
Like it when we were. I was like, it's going to hit the power lines. Oh God, we're in trouble because somebody.
All of our city just goes.
Somebody's going to just find it and be like, "Here's a bunch of balloons. What's this picture of Patrick Swayze with all these like heartfelt notes written to him?"
I want power. I don't want Swayze.
What kind of weird cult is this? And that would be a cult I would love to start. But you know, he's like the wind now to me. My dreams,
as he should be.
Anyway, it would be Patrick Swayze, Kurt Russell Day on Ashley's birthday, because I would want to really incorporate Kurt Russell into that too, because that's my dude.
Well. That was a great way to end that night, and I think a great way to end this podcast. So, for SciFighters, I'm Nathan.
I'm Adam.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Redshirt Lucas.
I'm Kevin.
May the Fourth be with you.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can give us an email at thenewmonsterproject@gmail.com. You can also find us at newmonsterproject.com. Feel free to check out what we're doing, and let us know if you're listening to the podcast. Thanks a lot.